Yeah.
He looks like he's doing well.
Yeah.
I've had several cups of coffee, so I'm flying pretty good, too.
We shall.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Yeah, we welcome you into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Jason Smith. He's the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce here, and is making his debut appearance on this program. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here. I appreciate the invitation and look forward to ongoing programs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a nice feature here on KMAN, getting the monthly chat here to find out what's going on with the chamber. And I had a chance to meet you a few weeks ago. We did a news feature on you here, but maybe for those that didn't get a chance to hear that, give us a little background on yourself.
Yeah, so I have been in economic development and chamber work now for over 20 years. Started in a smaller community in Oklahoma and have had opportunities to work in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Norman, Oklahoma, and Abilene, Texas. And I'm excited to be part of the Manhattan community now. So as the replacement for Lyle, although you can't probably replace Lyle, he's a legend in the business, but I'm excited that the board gave me that opportunity.
Now, with your experience, we talked about this a little bit. You've worked in college towns in Norman and Lincoln, and Abilene, I believe, is a college town as well. Coming to Manhattan, it's almost kind of a lot of similarities.
Yeah, I think there are communities that have universities tend to have a lot of similar features. And I think those are the kind of towns that I prefer to work in. There are others where that maybe don't have that kind of influence, and it's significantly different how their chambers work and how their communities work. And I tend to prefer these models and being in communities where you have the influence of a strong public university.
Yeah. Well, I know Dave wanted me to ask this here. Have you gotten more purple attire here now that you're in Wildcat?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and I've had several people ask. Actually benefited from, again, being in Abilene, Texas, and Abilene Christian, of course, is our purple Wildcats as well. And in fact, Hardin-Simmons is purple as well. So I had some purple from my Abilene days that I was able to carry over. I was given a gift of a KSU tie. I have worn that already. So I feel like I'm in the loop now. I'm part of the team.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I know you've done a lot of listening here. You had a listening tour we talked about last time you were in here. How has that gone? What have you learned about the surrounding region?
Well, I'm still on it, still trying to meet as many people as I can. I think I've been here. This is like my 19th day. And my assistant told me the other day that I'd met with over 30 people individually, so which was more than I even thought. But you know, I don't know that there are any surprises. I think number one, I did a lot of research going in, so I was fairly aware kind of what the issues were here. I've said this a number of times. I have gone to communities in the past that are going through substantial changes and rebuilding. This was the one opportunity that I've had to come in where there was a strong foundation in place. And so while that's a little harder, there's not a lot of low-hanging fruit that you can go in and get some easy wins. It presents a different challenge, and it presents a different opportunity to reach new levels faster. And so I can sense that from the community. I sense a lot of optimism. There are some challenges. I think we'd all be fooling ourselves if we didn't think we didn't have them. But I do think that people are optimistic. I do think that there's a vibrancy in the community that we can leverage to move forward. And so I'm real excited about what I've found in the first 4 weeks on the job.
I'm going to ask you here. This is just kind of off the top of my head here. But what do you find as being our region's maybe greatest export?
Well, unfortunately, right now it's talent. So we train a lot of people and educate a lot of people, and we end up with those folks leaving. I know that wasn't your specific question, but you know, that's one area we'd like to turn around and figure out how can we get more of those talented individuals to stay. You know, it's It's not a secret. Manhattan is very reliant on KSU and reliant on Fort Riley. And so that's an area where we probably – and I don't – you know, that is what it is, and you don't want to change that. That's really important. But we don't – other than some mag tech and some areas that are around the university – you know, I don't know that we have a dominant exportable product or service other than education and defense. So,
all right. So obviously, maybe finding ways to keep that some of that talent at least here to kind of increase the bottom line.
Yeah, and I look, I've seen some of the numbers. You know, some university cities you get to, and every student is ready to leave. I think that there are a lot of kids at KSU that if they had the right opportunity career wise and housing and some of the other things, I think they would prefer to stay. I think people who go to KSU are very attached to Manhattan in a way that I haven't seen in other communities. So I think there's great opportunities there.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Jason Smith. He's the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. What are some of your philosophies here coming into the job here as the new guy?
Yeah, I mean, coming out of economic development, I'm a big proponent that there aren't many problems that a few jobs can't help. So I'm a big proponent of how do we get more jobs into our community, particularly exportable products and services. Jobs that pay more than the average. So that's my focus. Now, how do we get there? I think there's a few things that we're going to focus on moving forward. One is, of course, talent, right? So how can we convince more people to move and stay here in all varieties? Because the number one issue across the globe now is the access to the qualified talent in order to staff your facility, wherever that might be. So we have to be really good at that. I think entrepreneurship is a tremendous opportunity, particularly in university cities, and it is the biggest payback in terms of investment. Now, it's the riskiest, right? It's like your stocks. That's the speculative stock that you put money into hoping it hits. But the communities that are really good at entrepreneurship are the ones that are now vibrant and have really strong locally owned businesses. And so those are the two areas we're really going to focus on right off the bat.
Yeah, and I've seen that, like especially in the downtown portions of a lot of communities. Those, you know, there's been a big push in the last several years to get downtowns kind of revibrant in the community. But the successful ones are, as you mentioned, they're entrepreneurs and they kind of think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, and they're very engaged in their community as well in a way that we haven't seen in a while, right? And the other thing that our chairman has really highlighted and we're going to be working very closely on, we have got to find a way to be more engaging with young professionals. I know we have a young professionals group here that's done really well. How can we as a chamber be more bring those folks in a way that maybe we haven't done before and get them more engaged early on in the process, and then hopefully build up that program and get more people who want to attend and be part of it. I've been fortunate to be in communities where one community has 1,600 young professionals and another one has 600 young professionals that are really engaged. So how can we do similar things here in Manhattan? And I think our chairman, Wayne Sloan, has said publicly many times it's one of his goals for the year.
All right. Yeah, you know, and we know a lot of us in the community know that the chamber does good work here. Maybe we don't always understand what the role is here. Maybe you could just kind of explain why a business would benefit being part of the chamber.
Yeah. So I always say the biggest benefit to businesses to be members of the chamber are the things they don't get to see on a daily basis, right? So the chambers across the country, their primary goal generally is economic vitality in their community. And the idea is the more people that are in a community, the more money those people are making, the more opportunities for members to sell products and services. And or if you're exportable, the more opportunity you have to hire people. So again, at the end of the day, a chamber's number one goal is vibrancy. We want the community to be vibrant, and we believe the way to do that is for private industry to invest more and private industry to hire more people. So that's what the underlying mission of the chamber is. And how we do that internally, we have a member-focused area of that where you have the opportunity to network and you have the opportunity to market and you have the opportunity to showcase your business. And that's what most people think of when they think of the chamber is, well, I can host a business after hours or I can host a coffee. And those are really important. But we do have a lot of businesses who don't sell products here. And so that's not part of their mission that still invest a lot in the chamber as well. We have a legislative affairs arm of our chamber because we want to monitor and be engaged in conversations on issues that affect the business community and affect our ability to attract and retain jobs. So we do that at the local, state, federal level. And so we'll have we have a team going to D.C. in June. And, you know, primarily we want to be aware of some things with defense and be aware of some issues that maybe affect Kansas State and how do we stay on top of those things. We are charged with handling the Convention Visitors Bureau, which is extremely important to our local business community because the more visitors come into town, they drop money and spend it at our local merchants and then leave. And so you don't have all of the services that you do for residents. So tourism is extremely important from that aspect. We've also found that tourism is extremely important in helping attract new residents and helping attract new businesses. There was a recent survey that said across the country, 50% of CEOs were influenced by their own personal travel and where they decided to locate businesses. So we see all these things working together. And then finally, not the least, but the last one I'm going to talk about is economic development. And we work economic development both in Manhattan and regionally. And that includes we have a very strong military affairs program. We just formed a coalition with Pottawatomie County, which is a Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership. And, of course, we're now working on how can we expand that even further through the Region Reimagine program. So, again, our goal is to attract new primary employers, get private investment. And so hopefully the economy grows and our members have more people shopping in their stores.
All right. Well, we've reached time to take our first break here on In Focus. Let's do that, and we'll come back more with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President, when we return on News Radio KMAN.